Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the skillful art of manipulation. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present The Proxy Prince, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1, The Shadow. My first memory of the palace was the smell of bleach. Not the sharp, clinical kind you'd find in a hospital, but something thicker, fouler. The stench of blood being scrubbed from marble. I was 12 years old when they dragged me into that gilded hell. Before that, I was nobody. A ghost. A street rat chewing on date pits in the slums of Alcazar, dodging the morality police's batons and the sun's relentless glare. But the day Prince Amir al-Rashid's convoy rolled through the market, everything changed. I'd been stealing figs from a vendor's cart when I heard the screams. The crowd split like a gutted fish, and there he was, Amir, age 12 like me, peering out of a black Mercedes limousine with the bored disdain of a boy who'd never known hunger. Our eyes met. His widened. Then the brakes screeched, and gloved hands yanked me into the car. "Look at him," Amir hissed to the general beside him, jabbing a finger at my face. "He's my fucking twin." The general, a meaty wall of medals and musk, grunted. "A proxy, Your Highness. For delicate situations." Amir's smile made my bladder loosen. 10 years later, I still flinched at the sound of Mercedes engines. "Posture, Khalid," snapped Colonel Voss, the regime's etiquette enforcer, as he dug a cattle prod into the small of my back. The shock locked my teeth, but I didn't scream. Not anymore. Shoulders back. Chin up. "You're not a sewer rat tonight. You're his royal pain in the ass." The grand ballroom of the Red Palace shimmered ahead, all crystal and lies. Diplomats in tuxedos sipped champagne while discussing drone strikes. Oil barons laughed with blood diamond hands. And there, at the center of it all, stood the real Prince Amir, my height, my face, my scars, though his were makeup, holding court beside his father, the Butcher of the Gulf. "Remember," Voss muttered, adjusting my tie until it choked, "smile when he smiles. Cough when he coughs. If someone shoots at him, die faster this time." A waiter passed with caviar blinis. My stomach growled. Amir ate 5 times a day, Kobe steaks, Persian saffron ice cream, while I got his scraps. Last week, I'd vomited for hours after eating his undercooked lamb. The palace doctor called it stress. I called it poison. "Khalid," Amir's voice slithered over my shoulder. I turned, automatic as a dog hearing its leash. Up close, the differences were obvious. His skin was softer, no childhood sunburns, his teeth whiter, no street fights, his eyes colder, no conscience. He wore a custom Tom Ford tuxedo. I wore his leftovers, reeking of his cedar cologne and the almond oil he rubbed into his hair. "Enjoying the party?" He plucked a grape from a passing platter and rolled it between his fingers. "I'd ask you to dance, but..." He flicked the grape at my chest. "Your shoes are from last season." "Embarrassing." The cattle prod twitched at my spine. I forced a smile. "Shall I stab myself with a shrimp fork, Your Highness? For authenticity." Amir's grin sharpened. "Tempting. But I need you alive. For Riyadh." Ice flooded my veins. The Saudi peace summit, a farce where the regime would promise democracy while auctioning off child refugees. It was also a guaranteed assassination target. "You're sending me?" "You." He fake gasped. "A worm representing the al-Rashid dynasty? Don't be absurd." He leaned in, breath hot with Armagnac. "You'll ride in my car. Wear my armor. Sit in my seat. And when the rebels blow you to hell," he patted my cheek, "I'll be sipping mojitos in Monaco." The prod zapped me again, a warning. I swallowed bile. "Of course, Your Highness." I fled to the gardens. The palace grounds were a manicured lie. Rose bushes imported from France, fountains stolen from Syria, and hedges trimmed into the al-Rashid crest. Guards lurked in the shadows, but they never stopped me. Why bother? I was already in a cage. "Khalid." The voice came from the jasmine grove. Lena, Amir's fourth mistress. Or was it fifth? She lay sprawled on a stone bench, her ivory gown hiked to her thighs, a cigarette dangling from her lips. Rumor was she'd been a neuroscientist before Amir invited her to the palace. Now she studied the stars through a haze of opiates. Want a drag? She offered the cigarette. Opium, not tobacco. He'll kill you. I said, but took it anyway. The smoke tasted like escape. He'll kill me either way. She nodded toward the balcony where Amir whispered with a German arms dealer. That's why I'm leaving. Tonight. I coughed, the opium burning my resolve. How? Her laugh was broken glass. You first. I stared at the moon. There's a tunnel. Beneath the old stables. Leads to the docks. Her eyes narrowed. How do you know that? I'm his shadow. Shadows see everything. She stood, sudden and serpentine, and kissed me. Her lips tasted like ashes and hope. Come with me. For a heartbeat, I let myself want it. A life. A name. Lena. Then the screams began. They came from the east wing, guttural, wet. Not human. Lena froze. The zoo. Amir's zoo wasn't for lions. It was for people. Dissidents. Journalists. Children who'd thrown rocks at his motorcade. He kept them in cages, rehabilitating them with starvation and electrodes. Go, I told Lena. Now. She vanished into the jasmine. I ran toward the screams. The zoo's iron gates loomed ahead, guarded by two men with Dobermans. Inside, a teenage boy hung from a meat hook, his back flayed open. Amir stood before him, sleeves rolled up, a bloody scalpel in hand. Ah, Khalid. Amir beamed. Perfect timing. This one claims he's allergic to electricity. He nodded to a car battery wired to the boy's toes. Let's test that. The boy whimpered. I recognized him, Karim, a cafe worker who'd insulted Amir by serving cold tea. Your Highness, I said, voice steady, soul splintering. The Japanese ambassador is asking for you. Amir sighed. Ugh. Fine. He tossed the scalpel to a guard. Finish him. And feed the dogs. They look peckish. As he strutted past me, he paused. You're sweating, Khalid. Nervous about Riyadh. Terrified, I said honestly. Good. He flicked blood from his signet ring onto my cheek. Fear keeps dogs loyal. The ball ended at 2 a.m. Guards marched me to the prep room. A windowless cell where Voss and his team turned me into Amir's clone. Tonight's torture included waxing my eyebrows, Amir's were thicker, and injecting my lips with filler. Pout, you peasant. Open, ordered Dr. Zamal, the regime's surgeon, as he shoved a mirror into my mouth. What are you doing? I slurred. Upgrading your molar. He drilled into a back tooth. Tracking chip. In case you get ideas. I thought of Lena. The tunnel. The docks. Click. The chip embedded with a searing pop. Try to remove it, Zamal said. And it releases enough cyanide to kill a horse. I drank myself blind in the servants' quarters. Fatima, the head maid, found me slumped by the laundry chute. At 60, she'd outlived three dictators, her face a roadmap of survival. Stupid boy, she clucked, dabbing my split lip with iodine. You think alcohol kills pain? It's gasoline. You burn faster. Got a better idea? I mumbled. She glanced at the security camera, disabled, thanks to her cleaning cart, and pressed a key into my palm. Storeroom B12. A crate of French rifles arrives tonight. The guards will be distracted. My pulse spiked. Why help me? Her smile was all wrinkles and regret. My son was your age when they took him. His face didn't fit, so they shot him. But you, she tapped my chest. You still have a soul. Don't let them eat it. The storeroom was pitch black, reeking of gun oil and betrayal. I fumbled for the crate marked perfumes, Paris. Inside, AK-47s gleamed under packing foam. Freedom. Then voices. Transfer the shipment to Riyadh before the summit. Amir's double will take the fall. I crouched, heart hammering. Two guards lit cigarettes by the door. The proxy's actually going to Saudi, one asked. Fuck no, the other laughed. He'll be dead in the desert. The prince wants it to look like a rebel hit. Cleaner that way. Amir wasn't sending me to Riyadh to protect him. He was sending me to die. The guards left. I didn't move. Didn't breathe. Fatima's key burned in my hand. I ran. Not to the docks. Not to the tunnel. To the one place no one would follow, Amir's private wing. His bedroom door was ajar. Inside, silk sheets, surveillance screens, and a locked drawer I'd watched him open 100 times. September 27th, 01, his mother's death date. The drawer slid open. Passports. Cash. A Glock 19. Footsteps echoed. I grabbed the gun, spun. Looking for something? Amir leaned in the doorway, holding Lena by her hair. Her left eye was swollen shut. "She tried to steal my jet," he tuteed. "Silly girl." Lena met my gaze. "Shoot him." Amir pressed a knife to her throat. "Drop it, Khalid." The gun clattered. "Good dog." He shoved Lena to his bodyguards. "Put her in the zoo. The hyenas need fresh meat." She didn't scream. Didn't beg. Just stared at me as they dragged her away. "Coward." Amir picked up the Glock. "Now about Riyadh." The window exploded. Smoke. Shouting. A grenade. Amir hit the floor. I lunged for the gun. "Kill the prince," someone roared. Hands grabbed me, rough, urgent. A hood over my head. "Move." Not the guards. The last thing I saw before the hood swallowed the world was Amir's face. My face, contorted with rage. Then the van doors slammed, and the world became engine roar and fists. "Where's the summit route, Amir?" "Talk." I spat blood. Laughed. "I'm not Amir." Chapter 2, The Mistake. The hood smelled like burnt hair and regret. They'd shoved it over my head so fast I'd bitten my tongue, the copper tang of blood pooling under my molars. The van's floor rattled beneath my cheek, engine roaring like a wounded animal. Hands pinned me down 3, maybe 4 pairs, knees digging into my spine, fingers twisted in my hair. Every pothole cracked my skull against the metal. "Where's the summit route?" A fist smashed into my ribs. "Talk, you pampered fuck." I coughed, ribs screaming. "You've got the wrong." A boot stomped my kidney. "Wrong? You think we don't know the butcher's son when we see him?" The van swerved. My forehead slammed into something sharp, a bolt maybe, and warmth trickled down my temple. Amir's face. Always his goddamn face. 10 years of taking bullets, poison, knives meant for him, and now this? I almost laughed. Poetic justice, if I believed in justice. "Check his pockets," a woman barked. Layla. I'd recognize that gravel and glass voice anywhere. The rebel leader's threats played on state TV every night. "Find his phone. Track his guards." Hands groped my hips, chest, thighs. One found the scar on my ribs, the Dubai car bomb, 2018, and paused. "This him?" Intel said the prince had no marks. "Intel's wrong," Layla snapped. "The Al-Rashids airbrushed their shit-stained lives. Keep searching." They found the tracker in my molar. Mouth open. A blade pricked my throat. I clenched my jaw. The cyanide capsules Amal had mentioned flashed in my mind. Bite down and it's over. But dying here, in a van, mistaken for the man I hated? No. Fuck that. I opened my mouth. Rough fingers pried at my teeth. "Got a chip here. Military grade." Layla cursed. "They'll be on us in minutes. Sedate him." A needle stabbed my neck. Cold flooded my veins. Flashback, 2 years earlier. Amir made me watch as they hanged the dissident poet. "This is what happens," he said, sipping mint tea on the palace balcony, "when you bite the hand that feeds." The poet was 17. Her crime? Writing a verse comparing the Al-Rashid crest to a vulture. The noose snapped her neck with a sound like kindling. "You're quiet, Khalid." Amir flicked a sugar cube at me. Sympathizing. I stared at my hands, his hands, buffed and manicured. Just wondering how much they paid her family to cheer. He laughed. "Nothing. They'll pay us for the privilege of burying her." The crowd below roared as her body dropped. Amir's smile was a scalpel. "Remember," he said, "you're not a person. You're a portrait. And portraits don't have opinions." I woke up choking on gasoline. The hood was gone, replaced by a bare concrete bunker lit by a single flickering bulb. Water stains clawed down the walls like skeletal fingers. Layla loomed over me, her shaved head glinting under the light, a jerrycan in one hand and a Zippo in the other. Her eyes were black holes. "Last chance, Prince," she said. "The summit route." I spat blood. "You're wasting time. His convoy's already rerouted." She doused me. The gasoline stung my eyes, soaked into my tuxedo shirt, Amir's shirt, monogrammed and smug. "You think I enjoy this?" she hissed. "You think I want to burn a kid? I think you've got a fucking flair for drama." The Zippo sparked. "His routine," she screamed. The flame kissed the fuel. Fire raced up my chest. The gasoline interrogation. Pain is a language. I'm fluent. The fire wasn't the worst part. It was the smell, my hair singeing, skin blistering, the reek of cooked meat that was me. I screamed. Couldn't stop. Layla watched, cold, as her men threw a bucket of sand on me. "Again," she said. They poured more gasoline. "Stop," I rasped. "I'll talk." She crouched, Zippo poised. "Route. Times. Security details." I sucked in a breath. I'm not Amir. Silence. Then laughter, harsh, disbelieving. One of the rebels, a hulking brute with a missing ear, backhanded me. You expect us to buy that? Check the scar. I nodded at my ribs. The real prince wasn't in Dubai when your bomb went off. I was. Layla froze. Bullshit. The Al-Rashids have a body double. Me. I coughed, gasoline dribbling down my chin. Amir's in Monaco right now, fucking a supermodel and laughing at you. She grabbed my collar. Prove it. His birthmark. Left ass cheek. Shaped like a scorpion. A beat. Layla's grip tightened. Everyone knows that, the brute scoffed. Do they know he had it lasered off last year? I grinned, bloody and broken. Check the palace medical records. Page 42. Layla stood abruptly. Tarek. The files. A lanky rebel with hacker's pallor pulled a tablet from a duffel bag. His fingers flew. Minutes ticked by. The bunker reeked of my burned flesh. Here, Tarek muttered. April 2022. Dermatology report. Nevus removal, gluteal region. Layla stared at the screen. Then at me. I let the silence hang. Let it seethe. If you're not him, she said slowly, then you're nobody. Worse. I met her gaze. I'm his mirror. Layla's choice. They dragged me to a rusted chair, cuffed my wrists behind me. Layla paced, a jackal in combat boots. So, she said, you're the whore they trot out for target practice. You've seen my press conferences. She backhanded me. I've seen you smile beside that butcher while he bombed my village. That wasn't me. Bullshit. She slammed a photo on the table. Amir and I at a military parade, waving from an open-top Mercedes. That's your face. And his hands. I nodded at the photo. See the signet ring? Real emerald. Mine's paste. They don't let the help wear the family jewels. She studied the photo. Swore violently. Kill him, the brute growled. He's useless. Wait. Tarek leaned forward. If he's the double, he knows everything Amir does. Layla's eyes narrowed. Do you? I leaned back, chains clinking. I know he keeps blackmail files in his mistress's safe. Knows the codes to his offshore accounts. Knows where he stashes the bodies. The room stilled. Why would you tell us? Layla demanded. Because I want to live. And after? I smiled. After, I want to watch you gut him. Flashback, 6 months earlier. The first time I met Layla, it was through a sniper scope. Amir had sent me to quell a protest in the eastern slums. Wave, Khalid. Look regal. I stood on the armored car's roof, waving at the crowd, hungry faces, raised fists. A little girl held a sign, "We are not ghosts." The shot came from the left. It hit my Kevlar vest, knocking me backward. Chaos erupted. Guards returned fire. The girl fell, red blooming on her sign. Through the scope, I saw Layla, face scarred, eyes blazing, reload on a rooftop. Our gazes locked. She hesitated, then vanished. The bargain. Layla lit a cigarette, the flame trembling slightly. Give me one reason not to carve you open. Fatima Al-Mahir. Her breath hitched. Your mother, I said. Arrested 3 years ago for sedition. Amir fed her to his dogs on live TV. You want revenge? I'll give you the codes to his biometric vault. His diaries. His confessions. Her fist clenched. How do you know about her? I was there. I leaned forward. He made me watch. Said it was motivation. For the first time, her mask cracked. Grief. Rage. Hunger. The code, she demanded. Safe word is Zara, his mother's name. His mistress's birthday is the cipher, September 27th, 01. Tarek typed furiously. I'm in. Holy shit, bank records, wire transfers, video files. Layla stared at the screen. A video played. Amir, laughing as a soldier set fire to a village well. This goes public, Tarek breathed. The regime collapses. No, Layla's voice was steel. We hit them where it hurts. She turned to me. What else? I hesitated. The bunker. The weapons. If I gave them that, the regime would glass the entire region. But if I held back. There's a vault, I said. Under the Red Palace. Gold. Weapons. Enough to fund your revolution for years. Access. Retina scan. Amir's eyes only. She smiled, a predator's grin. But you've got his face. The trap. They uncuffed me, handed me a canteen. The water tasted like rust. We'll need proof, Layla said. You'll help us breach the palace. I laughed. You're insane. You're expendable. She grabbed my jaw. But if this vault exists, you walk free. If not, she nodded to the jerrycan. I weighed the lies, the truths, the tracker in my molar, still pulsing. Let Amir come. Let them tear each other apart. Deal. Tarek handed me a burner phone. Call your contacts. Get us blueprints. I dialed Fatima's number. Storeroom B12, she answered, voice frayed. It's Khalid. I need. They took Lena, she whispered. Amir knows. Ice shot through me. When? An hour ago. He's raging. Says you're dead when he finds. The line died. Layla raised an eyebrow. Problem. Change of plans. I stood. We hit the palace tonight. Why? Because Amir's already killing everyone I ever cared about. I met her gaze. And I want to return the favor. The edge. They armed me with a stolen Glock. Layla watched as I checked the magazine. You know how to use that, she mocked. I've been shot 7 times. I racked the slide. Never by the right person. The rebels piled into a rusted truck. Layla drove. I sat shotgun, the city's skyline bleeding into the desert. If this is a trap, she said, I'll peel your skin off slowly. If it's a trap, I said, we'll both be dead by dawn. The Red Palace loomed ahead, lit up like a birthday cake. Somewhere inside, Amir was torturing Lena. Somewhere inside, I'd finally get to scream. Chapter 3, The Breach. The desert wind howled like a wounded animal as we crouched in the shadow of the palace walls. Up close, the Red Palace wasn't red at all. It was the color of dried blood, its sandstone walls pockmarked with bullet holes and propaganda posters. Layla's rebels fanned out behind me, their faces masked, breaths shallow. I could taste their fear. Or maybe it was my own. You're sure about the tunnel? Layla hissed, her gloved hand tightening on my arm. I nodded toward the Eastern Guard Tower. Beneath the stables, built during the coup of 89, Amir uses it to smuggle in whores and heroin. She spat. Charming. The plan was simple. Slip through the tunnel, disable the security grid using Fatima's keycard codes, and reach the vault before Amir's private army knew we were there. Simple, if you ignored the landmines, motion sensors, and the fact that my face was a liability. Move, Layla ordered. We crawled through the dunes, the sand grating against my palms like shattered glass. The stables loomed ahead, reeking of manure and decay. Amir's prized Arabian stallions snorted as we passed, their eyes rolling white. I'd spent weeks mucking these stalls as punishment for slouching during a state dinner. Now, the stench felt like an old enemy. The tunnel entrance was hidden under a rusted trough. Tarek pried it open with a crowbar, revealing a black maw that swallowed the flashlight's beam. Age before beauty, Layla said, shoving me forward. The tunnel was a grave. Cobwebs clung to my face, and the air tasted of rot and diesel. Every scuff of boots echoed like a gunshot. How far? Layla whispered. Half a mile. Then a staircase to the armory. And the guards? I glanced back. Shift change in 10 minutes. We'll have 90 seconds to cross. She grabbed my collar. This better not be a trap. If it was, I said, peeling her fingers off, you'd already be dead. Flashback, 3 weeks earlier. Amir made me fire the maid who'd spilt wine on his jacket. Do it, he said, tossing me a pistol. Or I'll have her son's tongue cut out. The maid, Esra, her name was Esra, kneeled on the marble, sobbing. She'd served the palace for 20 years. Please, Your Highness, she begged me. Me. I raised the gun. My hand shook. Amir sighed. Pathetic. He shot her himself. The sound brought Fatima running. She didn't scream. Didn't cry. Just cleaned the blood while humming a lullaby. You're a coward, she told me later. I didn't argue. The staircase was slick with moss. My boots slipped twice, each misstep tightening the noose of Layla's suspicion. At the top, a steel door blocked our path, its keypad glowing green. Code, Layla demanded. I typed Fatima's override, 0911. The day Amir's father seized power. The door hissed open. Cold air rushed out, carrying the metallic tang of gun oil. The armory stretched before us, racks of AK-47s, crates of grenades, and a wall of monitors flickering with security feeds. Holy shit, Tarek breathed. Layla silenced him with a glare. Cameras. Looping, I said. For the next 8 minutes. She motioned to her men. Load up. Khalid, the vault. We moved like ghosts through the palace's underbelly. The corridors were narrow, lit by flickering fluorescents. Memories clawed at me. Voss breaking my finger for fumbling a salute, Zamal stitching my split lip after Amir's training sessions, the way Lena's laughter had echoed in the gardens. Focus. The vault door was a monolith of steel and hubris. Amir's vanity project, a tomb for his sins, guarded by a retinal scanner. "Your turn," Layla said, nudging me forward. I pressed my eye to the lens. Red light scanned my iris. Access denied. Layla's gun cocked. "What the fuck?" "He must have reset the biometrics after I left," I said, pulse roaring. "Fix it." I typed the manual override. Zara 0911. Access granted. The door groaned open. Layla's breath hitched. The vault wasn't filled with gold. It was filled with children. The cage. They huddled in cages stacked to the ceiling. Dozens of them, maybe hundreds. Boys no older than 10, their faces gaunt, eyes hollow. The air reeked of urine and despair. "Allahu Akbar," one of the rebels whispered. Layla stumbled back. What is this?" I stepped inside, Baal rising. Amir's personal army. Brainwashed. Drugged. Loyal to the grave. A boy reached through the bars, his wrist branded with the Al-Rashid crest. "Please," he croaked. Layla turned on me. "You knew." "No, the word tasted like ash. He never let me down here." Tarek checked a clipboard. "Shipment manifests. They're selling them. To warlords. Cartels." Layla's knife was at my throat before I blinked. "This was your play. Guilt us into sparing you." "I didn't know," I repeated. She pressed the blade deeper. "But you suspected." "I didn't deny it." A scream echoed from the tunnel. Gunfire erupted. Amir's welcome. They came in waves, black-clad soldiers with Al-Rashid insignias, their muzzles flashing. A rebel fell, clutching his throat. Another took a bullet to the knee. "Ambush." Layla roared, dragging me behind a crate. Chaos. Smoke. The vault door slammed shut, trapping us. "You led them here," Layla shouted, firing blindly. "It's the tracker." I clawed at my mouth. The chip in my tooth. She didn't hesitate. "Tarek, get it out." The hacker lunged, pliers glinting. "This'll hurt." I bit down on a grenade pin. "Do it." He pried my jaw open. The pliers clamped onto the molar. Crack. White pain. Blood filled my mouth. Tarek held up the chip, a tiny black spider, and crushed it under his boot. "Now we run," Layla said. But the door was sealed. The children wailed. Amir's voice boomed from hidden speakers. "Khalid, still playing hero with trash? Let's make a deal. Open the door, and I'll spare the girl." A monitor flickered to life. Lena hung from the zoo's ceiling, her face a pulped mess. "Don't," Layla warned. I typed the code. The door opened. The choice. Amir stood framed in the doorway, a shotgun lazily propped on his shoulder. Behind him, a dozen soldiers aimed at our hearts. "There's my loyal dog," he sneered. "Did you really think I wouldn't track you?" Layla's rebels aimed back. A stalemate drenched in gasoline. "Let the children go," I said. He laughed. "Or what? You'll cry." Lena moaned on the screen. Amir grinned. "You want her? Beg." I dropped to my knees. "Khalid." Layla snarled. "Please," I said, the word carving my soul. "Let her go." Amir sighed. "See? This is why you'll always be a slave. Sentiment." He raised the shotgun. "But don't worry, I'll make it quick." The shot tore through the monitor, sparks raining down. Not Amir's. Layla's. She fired again, hitting the vault's sprinkler system. Water exploded from the ceiling. "Geo!" she shouted, tossing me a grenade. I pulled the pin and threw. The blaze. The explosion shattered the cages. Boys scrambled free, screaming, clawing. Soldiers and rebels collided in the chaos. Layla grabbed my arm, hauling me toward a service elevator. "The roof," she barked. "We've got a chopper." Amir's roar followed us. "Kill them all." The elevator ascended too slowly. Gunfire pinged the doors. Layla's shoulder bled where a bullet had grazed her. "Why save me?" I asked. She didn't look at me. "You're still useful." The roof was a battlefield. Wind whipped sand into my eyes as the rebel chopper descended. A sniper's bullet shattered the pilot's window. "Down!" Layla tackled me as the chopper spiraled, rotors screeching. It crashed into the guard tower, flames engulfing the night. Amir emerged from the stairwell, shotgun reloaded. "Game over, Khalid." I raised my empty hands. Layla's knife pressed against my spine. "Trust no one. You win," I said. "Just let them go." Amir grinned. "But where's the fun in?" Lena's voice cut through the fire. "Amir." She stood on the edge of the roof, a detonator in her hand. Her good eye blazed. "I found your toys." Amir paled. "You bitch." She pressed the button. The palace shook. The fall. The explosion tore through the lower floors, the roof crumbling beneath us. Layla grabbed my arm as we slid toward the edge. Amir scrambled for the stairwell, screaming for his guards. Lena met my gaze, smiled. Then the world fell away. We hit a lower balcony, ribs cracking. Layla dragged me into a smoke-filled hallway. The vault. Tarek shouted, emerging from the chaos. The weapons, they're gone. I stared at the flames. What? The children, they took everything. Guns, ammo, they're fighting. Layla's laugh was wild. Let's give them a war. We ran as the Red Palace burned. Behind us, the clatter of child soldiers and the screams of tyrants faded into the night. But in the smoke, I could still see Lena's face. Coward. Chapter 4, The Ashes. The desert swallowed us whole. Sand stung my eyes, my lungs, the open burns on my chest where the gasoline had kissed me days before. Layla drove the stolen jeep like the devil himself was gnashing at the tires, her knuckles white on the wheel. Behind us, the Red Palace was a dying star on the horizon, its flames staining the night sky the color of a fresh bruise. Somewhere in that fire, Lena's bones were turning to dust. Coward. I gripped the dashboard as we hit a dune, the jeep lurching sideways. Layla didn't slow. They'll track us by morning, she barked, her voice raw from smoke and screaming. Your face is on every screen in the country. Our faces, I corrected. The rebels had leaked the vault footage, Amir's child soldiers, the cages, the branded flesh. The world was howling for blood. Our blood, his blood, it didn't matter. War thrives on chaos. Layla's glare could have cut steel. You should have let me kill you in that bunker. The jeep's headlights caught a scorpion scuttling across the sand. I thought of Amir's birthmark, the one he'd lasered off. Vanity is armor. Pull over, I said. Fuck you. Pull over. I grabbed the wheel. We spun out, sand geysering around us. Layla's pistol was at my temple before the dust settled. Give me a reason, she hissed. I pointed to the horizon. Headlights, distant but closing. 3, maybe 4 SUVs. Amir's hunting party. They'll have heat scanners, I said. We need to ditch the jeep. She swore low and venomous. Then what? Pray. I reached under the seat, pulling out a rusted jerrycan. Distract and burn. Flashback, 1 year earlier. Lena found me in the palace library, bleeding from a knife fight with Amir's cousin. He cheat at poker too, she asked, dabbing my split lip with vodka. Cheat. He invented cheating. I winced. Why are you here? She shrugged. The prince is busy. I got bored. We both knew the truth. Amir had sent her to spy. To test my loyalty. Tell him I'm reading Sun Tzu, I said. Appear weak when you are strong. She leaned closer, her perfume a rebellion of jasmine. And when you're weak? I kissed her. She didn't pull away. When Amir found out, he made me watch as he carved his initials into her thigh. This is what happens, he whispered, to things I own. The SUVs were minutes away. Layla doused the jeep in gasoline while I rigged the engine to spark. They'll see the flames for miles, she said. That's the point. We ran. The desert night was a freezer, stealing the breath from my lungs. Layla moved like a shadow, her steps silent. I limped, my ribs screaming with every stride. The child soldiers had cracked two when they'd tackled me in the vault. A mile out, the explosion tore the night open. The jeep became a bonfire, lighting the SUVs like moths. They skidded to a halt, figures spilling out, silhouettes with rifles. Now, Layla muttered. We circled back, scavengers drawn to the kill. Three guards lingered by the lead SUV, arguing in harsh whispers. Tracking chips dead. Check the wreckage. Layla slit the first guard's throat before he finished speaking. I snapped the second's neck with a well-placed kick. The third raised his rifle. Click. Empty. Please, he begged, hands shaking. A kid, really. 18, maybe. Layla stepped forward. How many units are chasing us? F4. And the hounds. Hounds. I frowned. He nodded, terrified. Tracker dogs. Starved for 2 days. They'll rip you apart before. Layla's knife silenced him. Dogs, she spat. We need to reach the caves. Caves. She ignored me, looting the SUV for ammo. The hounds. They caught our scent at dawn. The sound was unholy, guttural howls, claws scrabbling over rock. We'd made it to the foothills, the caves Layla mentioned still a mile uphill. My legs burned. My lungs were shreds. Faster. Layla yelled, dragging me by the arm. The first dog lunged from the brush, a Rottweiler with foam-flecked jaws. I shot at mid-leap. The second took a bullet to the haunch, but kept coming. Layla's knife found its eye. The third pinned me. Hot breath, yellow teeth. I braced for the rip of flesh. A gunshot. The dog collapsed. Layla stood above me, smoking pistol in hand. Up. Now. The caves were a labyrinth of shadows and echoes. We crawled into a crevice, our backs to the cold stone. Outside, the remaining dogs bayed. They'll send men, I said. Let them. Layla reloaded. We'll pick them off. I stared at her. You've done this before. Occupational hazard. She tossed me a canteen. Drink. You look like shit. The water was warm, metallic. Why'd you save me? You're the key to Amir's vaults. And his head. That's all. She leaned close. I want you to watch when I carve him open. I want you to remember. The dogs howled. The informant. They came at noon. Five men, armed to the teeth, sweeping the caves with flashlights. Layla picked them off one by one. A bullet through a kneecap here, a knife across the windpipe there. The last man begged in Arabic, promising intel. Amir's weak, he gasped, clutching his gut. The people are rising. The children. Layla crouched. What children? The ones from the vault. They're organizing. Attacking checkpoints. Burning consulates. I froze. The boy with the branded wrist flashed in my mind. Please. Where? Layla demanded. The old fort. North Ridge. They've got hostages. She slit his throat. We need to move, she said. They're kids, I snapped. They're soldiers. And they're in our way. The fort. The fort was a relic from colonial days, its stone walls pocked with artillery scars. We spotted the first sentry at dusk, a boy no older than 12, clutching an AK, 47 like a teddy bear. Layla scoped the compound. 20 hostiles. 4 guards. Rest are in the courtyard. Hostiles. I grabbed her rifle. They're brainwashed, not volunteers. She shoved me off. They'll die either way. Better by us than Amir's drones. There's another way. Yeah. Enlighten me. I pointed to the fort's tower. Amir branded them. They follow the crest. So we give them a new one. Her eyes narrowed. Go on. The brand. I stripped the dead guard's uniform, the fabric stinking of sweat and fear. Layla watched, arms crossed, as I seared the Al-Rashid crest off the sleeve with a lighter. This'll never work. You got a better idea? She didn't. The sentry spotted me as I approached, rifle raised. Halt. I raised my hands, showing the uniform. Message from the palace. For the commander. The boy frowned. What message? The prince is dead. His eyes widened. Liar. I stepped closer. You saw the fire. The videos. He's gone. But the regime remains. I pointed to Layla, lurking in the shadows. She's the general now. And you've been promoted. The boy hesitated. Greed flickered. Promoted. To captain. But first, I held out the lighter. Burn the old loyalty. He glanced at his branded wrist. It'll hurt. So does freedom. The mutiny. An hour later, the fort was ours. The boys, soldiers, they insisted, gathered in the courtyard, wrists raw from self-cauterization. Layla addressed them with cold charisma, promising vengeance, power, a place in the new order. They ate it up. I slipped away, finding their hostages in a cell, two aid workers, trembling and dehydrated. You're safe now, I lied, picking the lock. The woman gripped my arm. They're monsters. They're children. So was Amir once. The words followed me like a curse. The truth. Layla found me on the battlements, staring at the desert. We march at dawn, she said. The capital's in shambles. We take it, and the war's ours. And them. I nodded to the boys below, playing cards with grenades. Cannon fodder. I turned. You're no better than him. She laughed. I'm worse. But I'm honest. The wind shifted, carrying the stench of burning oil. Somewhere, Amir was out there. Plotting. Layla lit a cigarette, the flare of the match highlighting her scars. You still don't get it, do you? This isn't about right or wrong. It's about who's left standing. I thought of Lena. Of Fatima. Of the maid, Esra, bleeding out on marble. Then let's make sure it's him, I said, who falls first. She smirked. Now you're learning. The signal. They came at midnight. Not Amir's men. Ours. The boys woke screaming as the first mortar hit. The tower collapsed in a roar of stone and dust. Layla hauled me into a trench, cursing. Who the fuck is firing? I knew before I saw the banners on the ridge. Black flags. Child soldiers. And leading them, a figure with a branded wrist. The boy from the vault. Traitors, he screamed, voice cracking. You stole our vengeance. Layla's sniper rifle found his chest. Just like Amir, she muttered. Don't. She fired. The boy fell. His troops charged. Chapter 5, The Fracture. The mortar blast threw me into the trench, dirt and shrapnel biting into my skin. Layla's curses cut through the ringing in my ears as she dragged me deeper into the mud. Above us, the night raged. Child soldiers, no older than the ones we'd tried to save, screamed like feral animals as they stormed the fort. Their black banners flapped in the firelight, emblazoned with a new symbol, a scorpion, its tail poised to strike. Amir's birthmark. The irony was a knife to the gut. Get up, Layla barked, shoving a rifle into my hands. They're breaching the east wall. The boy leading them stood atop a crumbling parapet, his branded wrist raised high. Samir. I remembered his face from the vault, wide-eyed, trembling, begging for water. Now he howled orders, his voice raw with rage. Kill the traitors, he shrieked. For the Scorpion King. Layla's sniper rifle cracked. Samir ducked, the bullet chipping stone beside his head. He laughed, high and unhinged, and hurled a grenade. The blast tore through the trench. Heat seared my face. Layla yanked me sideways as the ground collapsed, our bodies slamming into a collapsed tunnel. Plan. I coughed, spitting dirt. Kill them all. They're kids. And we're dead if we hesitate. She clawed her way up the rubble, firing blindly. Move. Flashback, 6 months earlier. I found Samir hiding in the palace kitchen, stealing dates from a silver platter. Hungry? I asked, leaning against the doorway. He froze, dates scattering. Please, sir, I didn't. Relax. I tossed him a figure. I won't tell. He devoured it, juice dripping down his chin. You're the prince's shadow. And you're the new stable boy. He glanced at the brand on his wrist. Not by choice. I crouched, lowering my voice. Stay out of the east wing. Amir's hosting a hunt tonight. Hunt. He releases prisoners in the dunes. Chases them with jeeps. Samir's eyes widened. Why? Because he's bored. Footsteps echoed. Fatima appeared, her face tight. Khalid. The prince wants you. Now. Samir bolted. That night, Amir made me ride shotgun during the hunt. The tunnel reeked of rot and gunpowder. Layla's flashlight flickered, revealing graffiti-scarred walls, death to the false prince, and crude drawings of scorpions. They're hurting us, Layla muttered, checking her ammo. Bastards learn tactics. From who? The answer came in a voice that turned my blood to ice. From me. Amir stepped into the light, flanked by a dozen men in desert camo. His face was a mess of burns from the palace fire, one eye milky and blind. The other gleamed with malice. Miss me, he crooned. Layla fired. His men returned a volley, driving us back. Run, she snarled. We fled deeper into the tunnel, Amir's laughter echoing behind us. You led him here. Layla accused. He was always here. I shot back. This is his game. The tunnel forked. Layla veered left. I went right. Khalid, she roared. Split their forces. I yelled, plunging into darkness. Alone. The reckoning. The tunnel dead-ended in a cavern littered with bones. Amir's men cornered me, rifles raised. On your knees, one ordered. I complied, hands raised. Where's your master? Amir emerged, limping, a revolver in his hand. Look at you. My shadow, reduced to a rat in a hole. Still prettier than you. He pistol-whipped me. Blood filled my mouth. You ruined everything, he hissed. My palace. My army. My legacy. I spat red. Your legacy's a pile of ash and dead children. He cocked the revolver. I'll rebuild. I always do. But you, he pressed the barrel to my forehead. You're finally obsolete. A gunshot echoed. Amir jerked, a red bloom spreading across his chest. He collapsed, revealing Layla in the tunnel mouth, smoke curling from her rifle. Hello, princeling, she said. Amir wheezed, clawing at his wound. Why you can't? Layla crouched, her knife glinting. This is for my mother. The blade plunged. Amir's scream died in a gurgle. The aftermath. Layla wiped her knife on Amir's shirt. Get up. We've got a war to end. I stared at Amir's corpse. 10 years of terror, ended with a whimper. The boy, I said. Samir. He's still out there. And he's their leader. Without him, they scatter. She shrugged. Then we kill him. The cavern trembled. Dust rained from the ceiling. The tunnels are collapsing, I said. Move. We ran, the walls groaning around us. A beam snapped, trapping Layla's leg. Go, she ordered, shoving a flash drive into my hand. Blackmail files. Leak them. Burn the regime to the ground. I'm not leaving you. She grinned, fierce and final. You're not my keeper. The ceiling fell. The surface. I crawled into the dawn, lungs burning. The fort was a smoldering ruin. Samir's army had fled, leaving behind bodies and a single black banner. The flash drive weighed heavy in my pocket. Leak them. Burn the regime. But the regime was ash. All that remained was the scorpion. I limped into the desert, the sun rising like a pyre. Somewhere, Samir was watching. Somewhere, the war raged on. Chapter 6, The Inferno. The desert sun was a white-hot brand searing the sky. I stood in the ruins of the Red Palace, its once opulent halls reduced to skeletal arches and ash. Layla's flash drive burned in my pocket like a live coal. Leak them. Burn the regime. But the regime was already dead. All that remained was the rot festering in its corpse. Samir found me first. His scouts surrounded me at dusk, their faces hidden behind scarves dyed black, scorpion sigils stitched into the fabric. They moved like jackals, silent and starved, rifles slung over bony shoulders. The boy who'd once trembled in the palace vault now strode forward with a warlord swagger, his branded wrist displayed like a trophy. Khalid al-Rashid, he sneered, using the name I'd shed like a snakeskin. Or should I say, the ghost? I kept my hands visible. You've done Amir's work for him, Samir. How's that taste? He backhanded me, his knuckles splitting my lip. Amir was weak. I'm evolution. The scouts dragged me to their camp, a hive of tents and stolen armored trucks nestled in the dunes. They'd strung up captured regime soldiers from poles, their bodies bloated and blackened by the sun. Samir's throne was a rusted jeep seat, its cushions stained with blood. He lit a cigarette with a gold lighter, Amir's lighter, and grinned. You're here to beg, yes? To plead for the souls of these innocents. I spat blood at his boots. I'm here to end this. End it. He laughed, gesturing to his army of hollow-eyed boys. We're just beginning. The deal. They threw me in a cage with a one-legged aid worker named Elias, his face a patchwork of bruises. They made me watch, he whispered, trembling. They execute prisoners with landmines. Bet on the pieces. I pressed Layla's flash drive into his palm. Can you get to a satellite uplink? He stared at the device like it was a grenade. They'll kill me. They'll kill you anyway. He swallowed, nodding. What's on it? The truth. Midnight brought a sandstorm, howling like the dead. I picked the lock with a smuggled nail and slit a guard's throat, his blood blending with the rust on my hands. Elias fled into the storm, the flash drive tucked in his sock. Samir found me at the comms tent, hunched over a radio. Looking for this? He dangled Elias's severed ear, the flash drive wedged in its cartilage. My stomach turned. You're wasting time. Your enemies are at the gates. You're my enemy. He crushed the drive under his boot. And now you're nothing. The trial. They sentenced me at dawn. Samir's court was a parody of justice, a circle of child soldiers lobbing stones at my head while he sipped stolen cognac. The charge? Betrayal of the Scorpion Crown. Any last words? He drawled. I smiled. You forgot to check the drive. His smirk faltered. What? The files were encrypted. Crushing it just triggered a failsafe. They're uploading to every news outlet as we speak. A lie. But the fear in his eyes was real. Liar. He lunged, knife drawn. The first missile hit the fuel depot. The siege. Layla's rebels, or what was left of them, came in a storm of vengeance. Mortar fire lit the dunes, turning sand to glass. Samir's boys scattered, screaming, as the tanks rolled in. I ducked gunfire, scrambling for cover. The camp dissolved into chaos, flames licking tents, bullets shredding flesh. In the smoke, I spotted her, Layla, alive but barely, her left arm a mangled stump, leading the charge with a rifle in her teeth. You're supposed to be dead. I yelled over the roar. She spat blood. You first. We fought back to back, a dance of desperation. Samir's scouts fell like wheat, but the boy king was gone, retreated to his bunker beneath the dunes. Finish this, Layla growled, tossing me a grenade. The bunker. The entrance was a steel hatch hidden under a dune, slick with oil. Inside, the walls throbbed with the hum of generators. Samir waited in a vault lined with Amir's stolen gold, his throne a mountain of skulls. You'll die with me, he screamed, clutching a detonator. The bombs are planted. The world burns. I stepped closer. This isn't you, Samir. Isn't it? He gestured to the branded wrist. You left us in that vault. You made us this. The truth was a knife twist. I'm sorry. Sorry. He laughed, unhinged. Sorry doesn't unburn villages. Sorry doesn't. I threw the grenade. He pressed the detonator. The choice. The blast threw me into the sand. Fire geysered from the bunker, swallowing Samir's scream. The dunes shuddered, collapsing into a sinkhole of flame. Layla dragged me from the inferno. The bombs. Gone. She nodded, her face etched with grim triumph. Then it's over. But the desert whispered otherwise. The truth. We parted at sunrise. Layla took the rebels north, to carve a new kingdom from the ashes. I headed east, toward the sea. 3 days later, the headlines found me. Scorpion files leaked, regime's blackmail network exposed. Elias had survived. In a port city, I bought a boat with Amir's stolen jewels. The fisherman's hut reeked of salt and rot, but the bed was soft. I dreamed of Lena that night. She stood in the palace gardens, her laugh unbroken. You did it, she said. I woke to a knife at my throat. The ghost. The assassin was a girl, no older than 15. Her eyes were Samir's, hateful hollow. For the Scorpion King, she hissed. I didn't resist. But the blade never fell. A gunshot. The girl crumpled. Fatima stood in the doorway, a smoking pistol in her hand. Stupid boy. You forgot to check the shadows. The end. I burned the boat. Let the world think me dead. In Morocco, I bought a vineyard. The soil was fertile, the wine bitter. Sometimes, when the wind howls, I see Samir in the faces of the workers. Layla in the tourists' eyes. Fatima visits. Brings news. The regime's remnants cling like ticks. The Scorpions have new leaders, new flags. You could stop them, she says. I pour her a drink. I'm a ghost. She leaves before dawn. The wine tastes like ash. The desert still burns. Chapter 7, The Harvest. The vineyard stretched across the Moroccan hillside like a scar, rows of gnarled grapevines clawing at the red earth. I'd bought the land with Amir's blood money, a final fuck you to his legacy. For 3 months, I played the part of a broken man, sipping bitter Cabernet at sunset, barking orders at laborers in broken Arabic, pretending the scent of fermenting fruit didn't remind me of gasoline and burning flesh. Fatima called it running. I called it breathing. Then the girl arrived. The stranger. She came at dusk, her silhouette cutting through the vineyard's golden haze. 16, maybe 17, dressed in a faded UNICEF t-shirt and combat boots. Her hair was shaved unevenly, patches of scalp glinting pink where a blade had bitten too deep. She carried a backpack slung over one shoulder, the fabric stained with what I hoped was mud. Monsieur Khalid? Her French was accented, Algerian maybe. I kept pruning shears in hand. No one here by that name. She stepped closer, undeterred. My brother fought with the Scorpions. He said you'd help. The name hit like a shiv. Your brother's dead. Yes. She unzipped her pack, pulling out a dented Nokia. He sent this before they slit his throat. The screen showed a video, a mass grave in the desert, bodies piled like firewood. Children, most of them. Their wrists bore the Scorpion brand. They call it purification, she said. The new Scorpion leaders, they're culling the weak. My brother tried to stop them. I handed back the phone. Not my war. It's everyone's war. She grabbed my arm, her grip surprising. They're coming here. They know you're alive. The storm. Her name was Amira. She slept in the vineyard's tool shed, surviving on stolen figs and well water. I didn't ask why she stayed. Didn't want to know. 3 nights later, the storm hit. Not the dry, howling tempests of the desert, but a monsoon, rain slashing the grapes to pulp, thunder shaking the ground like artillery. I found Amira on the porch, staring at the horizon. They're here, she said. Headlights pierced the downpour. Two trucks, blacked out windows, crawling up the dirt road. Go, I ordered. She didn't move. I'm tired of running. The truck stopped. Men spilled out, mercenaries by the look of them, Balkan faces, Russian tattoos, American rifles. They fanned out, silent as sharks. The leader wore a Scorpion pendant. Khalid al-Rashid, he called, his voice slick as oil. We have an invitation. I stepped into the rain. RSVPs fuck off. He smiled. The Scorpion Council wants to negotiate. Negotiate what? Your death. Flashback. The last night with Layla. 1 month before the bunker. Layla found me cleaning my Glock with motor oil, the stench cutting through the rebel camp's sweat and gunpowder haze. You'll ruin the barrel, she said, tossing me a rag. It's already ruined. She lit a cigarette, the flame trembling in her scarred hands. You ever think about after? After what? All this. The war. The blood. She exhaled smoke like a sigh. You ever think about living? I stared at the gun. Not sure I know how. She smirked. Plant a garden. Get a dog. Die old and bored. You. Her gaze drifted to the stars. I'll die in the dirt. But you. You've got a chance. The lie hung between us, thick and sweet. The offer. The mercenaries didn't shoot. Didn't need to. They herded Amira and me into the cellar, the leader, Dragan, spreading a map across the wine barrels. The council admires your resilience, he said, tracing the Algerian border. They'll grant you a province. A fiefdom. All you do is endorse their legitimacy. I laughed. And if I say no? He nodded to Amira. The girl dies slow. Then everyone you've ever met. Then you. Amira spat at his boots. Dragan backhanded her. I lunged, but his men pinned me, a rifle muzzle grinding into my spine. Think, Dragan hissed. You want to die a farmer? Or live a king? I thought of Layla. Of Lena. Of Samir's hollow eyes. I'll need proof of your authority, I said. Dragan's smile widened. Smart man. The trap. They took us to a villa in Marrakesh, a honeycomb of courtyards and secrets. The council awaited in a tiled room thick with incense, their faces hidden behind gold scorpion masks. Khalid, the central figure crooned. The ghost becomes flesh. I recognized the voice. Tarek, Layla's hacker. You're supposed to be dead, I said. He lifted his mask. Burn scars twisted his face, one eye replaced by a milky orb. So are you. Amira stiffened. You. You're the one who sold my brother. Tarek ignored her. Join us, Khalid. The scorpions are the future. No more borders. No more weakling democracies. Just order. I glanced at Amira. And her. A bonus. He tossed a dagger at my feet. Prove your loyalty. Amira stared at me, unflinching. Trust. I picked up the blade. The turn. The dagger sank into Tarek's thigh. He screamed. Amira lunged, snatching a pistol from a guard's holster. Chaos erupted, gunfire, shattering tiles, the reek of cordite. We fought back to back, a dance learned in blood. Tarek crawled toward an alarm panel. I shot him twice in the chest. Go! Amira yelled, lobbing a grenade from a dead guard's belt. The blast shredded the villa's facade. We fled through the souk, alleys choked with smoke and screaming tourists. Dragan's men pursued, bullets pinging off market stalls. Amira pulled me into a tannery, the stench of dye and rot masking our trail. They'll keep coming, she panted. I know. What now? I pried open a sewer grate. We remind them why ghosts are feared. The return. The vineyard burned. Dragan's men had torched it, a message in ash. The workers' bodies hung from the trellises, their throats slit. Fatima's pistol lay in the dirt, empty. Amira vomited. I stood numb. This is what happens to things I own. The promise. We buried them at dawn. Amira sang a prayer in Arabic, her voice breaking. They died because of me, I said. No, she wiped her eyes. Because of them. I picked up Fatima's pistol. You still want to fight? She took the gun. I want to burn them all. Chapter 8, The Tide. The Medina was a corpse. Algiers' old quarter had been gutted by war, its labyrinthine alleys reduced to skeletal arches and craters. Scorpion graffiti marred the bullet-riddled walls, a gold scorpion coiled around a skull. Amira led me through the ruins like a ghost, her boots crunching over broken tiles and bone. Safe house is near, she muttered, adjusting the keffiyeh hiding her shaved scalp. If it's still standing. I kept my hand on Fatima's pistol, the weight a cold comfort. The scorpions had eyes everywhere. Street kids hawking counterfeit cigarettes, old women hanging laundry, even the stray cats that slunk through the shadows. Trust no one, Layla's voice hissed in my head. But Layla was ash. The safe house was a butcher's shop, its windows boarded, the stench of rot clinging to the air. Amira knocked twice, paused, then three times. The door creaked open. Finally, a man's voice rasped. Yusef, Amira's contact, was a relic of the old resistance. Mid-60s, one arm lost to a landmine, the other tattooed with faded anti-regime slogans. His shop reeked of blood and betrayal. You're late, he said, ushering us into a back room lined with rusted meat hooks. Had to lose a tail, Amira replied, tossing her pack onto a stained table. They're using kids as lookouts. Yusef spat. Scorpions breed rats. He eyed me. So, the ghost lives. I ignored him, checking the exits. One door. No windows. What's the play? Yusef spread a map across the table, its edges singed. Councils hold up here, old French garrison. Heavy guards. Mines. They've got hostages. Who? Families of defectors. Leverage. Amira traced the map's contours. We hit them tonight. Before they move the prisoners. Yusef shook his head. Suicide. So was waking up this morning, I said. Get us guns. The arsenal. The weapons cache was buried beneath the butcher's freezer, hidden under slabs of rancid goat meat. AK-47s. RPGs. Semtex bricks dated to the Soviet era. Amira loaded a magazine. You ever used one of these? I chambered around. I was a prince once. And I was a schoolgirl. She slung a grenade belt over her shoulder. Look how that turned out. Yusef handed me a syringe. Adrenaline. For when the pain comes. I'm fine. He grabbed my wrist, forcing up my sleeve. Burn scars crisscrossed my forearm, the skin mottled and weeping. Infection's spreading. You'll be dead in a week. Amira froze. You didn't say. Didn't ask. I yanked my arm free. Let's move. Flashback. The first betrayal. Age 14. The palace barracks. Amir made me fight his cousin, Rashid, a brute with a boxer's fists and a sadist's grin. First blood wins. Amir cheered, sipping lemonade in the shade. Rashid swung. I ducked, driving my knee into his gut. He crumpled, and I pressed my knife to his throat. Do it, Amir urged. Prove you're not weak. I hesitated. Rashid spat in my face. Orphan trash. The knife slipped. Blood bloomed. Amir laughed. Rashid screamed. That night, the cousin's father came for me. I hid in the stables, listening to his threats. Fatima found me at dawn. You'll have to kill him one day, she said. Who? All of them. The garrison. The French garrison loomed on a cliffside, its stone walls pockmarked by artillery. Moonlight bled through the clouds as we scaled the rocks, the sea roaring below. Guard tower, Amira whispered, pointing to a flickering light. Two snipers. I loaded the RPG. Distract them. She slithered into the shadows. A minute later, a rock clattered against the tower. The snipers turned. I fired. The explosion lit the night, debris raining into the surf. Alarms wailed. Amira signaled from the gate, her silhouette sharp against the flames. We stormed the courtyard, cutting down scorpion sentries. The hostages were in the cellar, their cries muffled behind steel doors. Cover me, I said, planting Semtex on the lock. Amira nodded, mowing down reinforcements. The blast tore the doors open. The cellar was a tomb. Women and children huddled in filth, their wrists raw from shackles. A boy pointed to the ceiling. Bombs. I looked up. Charges lined the rafters, timers blinking. Out! Amira screamed. We herded the hostages into the courtyard as the first charge detonated. The garrison collapsed, swallowing scorpions and rubble alike. Amira counted heads. 23. Where's the rest? A woman sobbed. They took the men to the docks. For the auction. Amira turned to me. Go. I'll get these people clear. No, I grabbed her arm. They're baiting us. She shook free. Then bite. The docks. The port stank of fish and diesel. Freighters loomed in the fog, their hulls marked with scorpion flags. Auctioneers barked into megaphones, hawking laborers to warlords and cartel bosses. The men knelt on the docks, heads shaved, wrists bound. Among them, Yusef. Amira's breath hitched. They knew we'd come. Of course they did. I checked my ammo. You set us up. She stiffened. What? The safe house. The garrison. Too easy. Her eyes flashed. You think I'm one of them? I think you're desperate. A gun cocked behind us. She's not. But you are. Dragan stepped from the fog, his scorpion pendant glinting. Hello, ghost. The choice. They forced us onto the auction block, the crowd jeering. Dragan paraded with a cattle prod, his grin a gash of gold. Lot 4-4, he bellowed. The butcher's shadow and his little rat. Who'll start the bidding? A Saudi prince raised his hand. 1 million for the ghost's head. A Mexican cartel boss countered. 2 million for his hands. Dragan leered. Going once. Amira headbutted the guard beside her, snatching his knife. Chaos erupted. I tackled Dragan, driving the cattle prod into his ribs. He screamed, convulsing. Amira cut Yusef's bonds. Move. We fought through the mob, bullets pinging off shipping containers. A freighter's engine roared, our only escape. Go. Yusef shoved us toward the gangplank, turning to face the pursuers. Yusef. Amira reached for him. He raised his pistol. Tell them I fought. The shot silenced him. The sea. The freighter's hold reeked of sweat and salt. Amira bandaged my arm, her hand steady but her eyes hollow. He saved us, she whispered. He saved you, I said. I'm just collateral. She glared. You really think I betrayed you? Does it matter? The engine droned. Rats scuttled in the shadows. Where now? She asked. I closed my eyes. To end it. The truth. Dawn found us in Orin, a smuggler's den carved into the cliffs. The Scorpion Council's new stronghold. Amira stared at the compound. How? I loaded Fatima's pistol. You'll need to shoot me. What? They want the ghost. So give them a corpse. Understanding dawned. No. It's the only way inside. She shook her head. Find another. I gripped her shoulders. You want to burn them? This is the match. Her tears fell hot and angry. I can't. You can. I pressed the gun into her hand. Aim for the vest. She trembled. What if I miss? I kissed her forehead. You won't. The sacrifice. The Scorpions took the bait. Amira marched me into the compound at gunpoint, my hands bound, blood soaking my shirt. The council awaited in a throne room of stolen art and bones. Khalid al-Rashid, the masked leader, intoned. The ghost becomes a trophy. Amira shoved me to my knees. My payment. The leader nodded. A guard tossed her a diamond-studded scorpion pendant. She caught it. Fired. The bullet tore through the leader's mask. He collapsed, revealing Tarek's scarred face, alive barely. Chaos. Amira tossed me a pistol. We fought like demons, the throne room dissolving into smoke and screams. Tarek crawled toward a detonator. You lose. I shot him. Too late. The compound exploded. The aftermath. We crawled from the rubble, the sea wind scouring our wounds. Amira clutched the pendant, her sobs lost in the roar of flames. It's done, she said. I stared at the horizon. No. It's just another scar. She took my hand. Then we keep burning. Chapter 9, The Phoenix. 1,500 words. The ashes of the scorpion compound clung to my skin like a second shadow. Amira and I limped through the ruins, the acrid stench of burning plastic and flesh searing our lungs. Her grip on my arm was the only thing keeping me upright, the infection in my burns a feverish drumbeat in my veins. Somewhere in the smoke, the remnants of the council's empire were regrouping. I could feel it in the static-charged air, in the way the wind carried the distant wail of sirens, like vultures circling. We need to move, Amira hissed, her voice raw. They'll send hunters. I coughed, blood speckling my palm. Not yet. Beneath the rubble, a glint of gold caught my eye, Tarek's scorpion pendant, half crushed under a concrete slab. I pried it free, the chain snapping like a bone. The pendant was warm, almost alive. Just like him. Amira stared at it. Why keep that filth? Leverage, I lied. The truth. I needed a reminder. Of what we'd burned. Of what still needed burning. The safe house. We found shelter in a gutted mosque, its minaret sheared off by shelling. Fatima's pistol weighed heavy in my waistband, its cold metal a grounding force. Amira scavenged a first aid kit from the ruins, her hand steady as she peeled back my blood-soaked bandages. Gangrene, she muttered. You've got days. Maybe hours. I swigged stolen whiskey, the burn a fleeting distraction. Enough time. For what? A grand speech? A funeral? She jabbed a needle of antibiotics into my arm, her anger a mask for fear. You're not the Messiah, Khalid. Just a dying man with a death wish. I grabbed her wrist. And you're a girl playing soldier. But here we are. She yanked free, eyes blazing. Here we are. So what's the play? I tossed Tarek's pendant onto the floor. We finish what Layla started. Flashback, the last lesson. Age 16. The palace armory. Amir made me dismantle a landmine blindfolded. Tick-tock, he sang, swirling a glass of cognac. 10 seconds or the room blows. My fingers trembled over the wires. Red. Blue. Black. 5. I cut the red. The mine disarmed, Amir clapped. Bravo. Now do it again. When I hesitated, he pressed a live mine into my hands. Weakness is a choice, Khalid. And choices have consequences. That night, I buried the live mine in his favorite garden. It killed 3 maids instead. The plan. The Scorpion's new base was a luxury yacht anchored off the coast, a floating fortress for the council's surviving elites. Intel from Yusef's old network confirmed it. They were evacuating, smuggling gold, weapons, and fresh recruits under the guise of a charity gala. Amira studied the schematics on a cracked tablet. Impenetrable. Private army. Radar. Helicopters. No, I traced the screen. Vulnerable here. The engine room. Accessible through the underwater maintenance hatch. She frowned. You'll drown before you breach. I loaded Fatima's pistol. I won't be alone. The dive. The Mediterranean was a black void, the yacht's lights shimmering above like false stars. Amira swam beside me, her movements fluid where mine were leaden. The infection was spreading, my muscles screaming with every kick. You're slowing us down, she hissed through her calm. Then go ahead. She didn't. The hatch was rusted shut. Amira wedged a crowbar, her shoulders straining. With a groan it gave. Water flooded the chamber, dragging us into the bowels of the ship. The gala. Disguised in stolen waiter uniforms, we slipped into the ballroom. Crystal chandeliers. Champagne towers. Men in tuxedos and women in diamonds laughing over canapes, their wrists adorned with scorpion cufflinks. Amira stiffened. That's the Moroccan minister. And the Russian oil magnate. The real council, I muttered. Not pawns. Kings. She palmed a steak knife. How do you want to do this? I adjusted my bow tie, the fabric scratching my burns. Like a prince. The speech. I stepped onto the stage, seizing the microphone. The room hushed, a sea of curious faces. Ladies and gentlemen. I began, my voice echoing Layla's steel. You've been misled. Murmurs. A bodyguard reached for his gun. Amira slit his throat quietly. This gala isn't a fundraiser. I held up Tarek's pendant. It's a funeral. Chaos erupted. Amira triggered the fire alarms. Sprinklers rained down as we herded the panicked crowd toward the lifeboats. The Scorpion elites fought back, their polished facades cracking into snarls. You're dead, the Moroccan minister screamed, lunging with a dagger. I disarmed him, pressing Fatima's pistol to his temple. But you'll die first. A gunshot rang out. The betrayal. Amira stood frozen, smoke curling from her stolen pistol. The minister collapsed, a hole between his eyes. You missed, I said. She aimed at me. No, I didn't. The bullet grazed my ear, hitting the Russian magnate behind me. He fell, clutching his chest. You're welcome, she said. Together, we cleared the deck. The inferno. The engine room was a maze of pipes and greed. I planted the last charge as Amira guarded the door. 30 seconds, I said. She didn't move. Go, I ordered. Not without you. The charges beeped. 10. 9. I shoved her toward the emergency raft. Live. 5. 4. She jumped. 1. The fall. Fire swallowed the yacht. The blast punched me into the sea, the water boiling around me. I surfaced, gasping, the world a cacophony of screams and sirens. Amira hauled me onto the raft, her tears mixing with the salt water. Why? I smiled, blood on my teeth. Poetic justice. The shore. Dawn broke over the Algerian coast. Amira dragged me onto the sand, my breath shallow, my vision dimming. Stay with me, she begged, pressing her keffiyeh to my wounds. I gripped Tarek's pendant, now melted and twisted. Burn it all. She nodded. I will. The end.